Satnam, everybody. It is December already, 2014, as we slip into 2015. What happened to 2014? And I did tune in right before the call, and our master is here, and welcome to Shark Deactivation Call with our team of angels here working with us to clear the field for all of us to move into the field of consciousness and out of the pain of 3D, of duality, into the expansion of oneness. And that is our theme today. Yogi Bhajan's nodding his head. So what I'm feeling right, and you can just see what you're feeling, but what I'm feeling from him right now is like an ocean of consciousness. I hear him saying, there's an ocean of consciousness available to you that feels good. So he's sending in very soft, sprinkly, colorful droplets of consciousness. So he's saying we can have as much as we want, and we can feel good in this moment. He's saying, from my perspective, I'm in, you know, a rainbow of consciousness. So all kinds of flavors, and they're moving and melting together in a way that creates a flow rather than obstruction. So he's letting us know that we're moving more into 2015 is more of a year of flow. So that's what we'll be talking about. Okay, so right now what we have here is, as we move into December, we have December as a 3 month. So as we yogis know, 3 is positive mind. So we are moving into and we know, since it's the holiday season, it's a time where people like to party and get happy and have good feelings. And also it's a time when people can feel really bummed out because they feel isolated and they don't have those good feelings going on, and they don't have a community they can relate to or people they can relate to. So astrologically, that's shown up with, we have a Jupiter square Saturn. So we have the expansion and the contraction going on at the same time, a square. So when there's two energies pushing against each other that are opposites, the square, something has to give, something has to move. So we have the conservative side and the liberal side, the expansion side and the contraction side going on right now astrologically. So how are we going to work with? So we can use Saturn to stay grounded with the mother, with the earth, and Jupiter to expand into our consciousness. So it's really a time of balancing both, balancing the expansion of the three this time of year with the contraction of completion for 2014. And the completion is that 2014 is soon to be was, from an isness to a wasness, from a 7 to an 8 year. So 7, again, as yogis, as we know, 7's the aura, the auric field. And what is in our auric field? Our energy that we bring into the world, and it comes out of our thoughts, feelings, and beliefs. So what we've been confronted with in this 7 years is everybody's beliefs showing up. So whatever was hidden away in somebody's aura and their energy field, it's been a lot of, whatever it's been, I don't even know how many earthquakes there's been or how many clashes, but our inner work, and we can look at the people around us, has been to question, what beliefs do we have, to be seen what they are, and to move into the flow of the 7, the aura of the 7, the consciousness, the sensitivity of the 7, because our aura is our sensitivity. So when something moves into our field, it's how we feel about what's moving into our field. Or if it's already in our field, which is our own beliefs and our own reactions, then how do we feel about what we're experiencing within our own selves? So as we move from the 7 into the 8 year, the 7 year has really been had to prepare us how to connect with the 2015, how to connect with the infinite so that our identity rests in the flow, the current of the infinite, so that we are expanding the Jupiter on the planet rather than fighting the infinite or fighting the unknown. So we're moving into that eight year, the infinite year. So we're finishing up the sevens. At least we hope we are. So whatever other people on the planet got or didn't get or were aware of what they believed, then this is at least what's been shown for people to work with, whether they, however they choose to work with it or not. That's up, obviously, to free will of the people. But this has been the opportunity of the 7 year. So the seventh Sikh master, the seventh Sikh guru that in the lineage of the golden chain, and each of the guru represents different principles or qualities that they brought through, was Guru Har Rai, who was born in 1630 and died at the tender age of 1661. So he was an extremely sensitive being. And one of the stories about him is that he was the favorite of his grandfather, Guru Har Gobind. So one of the stories is that he was riding his horse and he was returning home, and he was so excited to see Guru Har Gobind that the clothes he was wearing, his robe, caught on a bush and tore some flowers from their stems and broke the flowers from the bush. And it hurt his heart so much, it was said, that he started crying. And so his grandfather really loved how sensitive the child was. And he told him, even though you're this sensitive being, you have to pay attention to how you're walking on the earth. In other words, walk with sensitivity, but pay attention to what's around you. So he was given the guruship by his grandfather, Guru Har Gobind. And he liked to hunt, but he didn't like to kill the animals. So that was the sport of the day, which it is for now too. But he would bring the animals back and put him in his zoo, I guess his petting zoo, I guess, unless they were tigers or something. I don't know. But he just really loved beauty, and he loved nature. So he lived at a time, the previous guru, the sixth guru, was Guru Har Gobind, who was the first guru that actually had to establish a Sikh army. But in the time that Guru Har Rai was the ruler, it was a little bit more of a peaceful time. So it was a time when he was able to consolidate the Sikh teachings, in other words, to share more openly with people about the possibility of a more elevated consciousness, the possibility of chanting and doing kirtan and doing things that create you to immortality or connect you to the infinite. So this seven energy of Guru Har Rai set up people to have an experience of and give people an opportunity to expand their consciousness to being one with the infinite rather than limited by the duality or finite plane or karma or beliefs or whatever we want to say about that. So in this December, this 3 months, is a time where we can move into positive self-esteem, having fun, feeling, acknowledging ourselves for having made it through the duality and the world of 2014, to finish up the world and to let go of any karmic holding patterns in ourselves, or as our group does, help release them for the field, around us. So it's about cutting the cords with that which keeps us from expansion. It's about knowing that we deserve to be let out of the, we've been talking a lot about breaking out of the conditioning of 3D, So as we shift from the individual consciousness of the Piscean Age to the Aquarian Age, it's also about moving more into transparency and telling people our experience and our truth so we can move back into understanding each other and letting people know what we need from them rather than just assuming or that if we are around somebody, they know what we want from them. So it's really about also moving into more transparency right now at this time. So in your individual relationships, you may notice that that's useful to let people know what you need and ask them what they need. I just want to make sure. Okay, it looks like I'm still connected here. Okay, there we go. So let's just take a breath. Good, good, good. Okay, so in this December month, what we want to do is we want to work with the theme of the three, nurturing, creativity, and experiencing the joy in life. So what's a joyful experience for you? Sharing the holidays with someone you love, of course, is a very classic example, but what's a more internal example for you? What would, just inside your own self, you know, maybe focusing on your breath more. So I love the intention for this month to have the intention to open up to the infinite, to allow the infinite to bring me more experiences of joy and see how that shows up, not have an expectation, like moving into trusting the infinite, trusting the infinite more. So this is the time to move into kind of our affirmations in a way that we trust the universe more to bring us what we need. And Yogi Bhajan talks about how the statement by Aristotle that man is a social animal. And what how he talks about that, if he's nodding his head, how he talks about that is that we get conditioned. And especially, he talks about in the seventh year of life, that we start getting socialized in a certain way and lose some of our innocence when we start getting told, okay, you have to go to school, you have to sit in this desk, you have to, you know, whatever it is. It's the seventh year, the aura, is a year when a lot of the beliefs about who we are get implanted in our psyche. So this is a time, December, the end of this seventh year, to break out of being a conditioned social animal and move into our consciousness as a divine being, know that we have choice and that we're going to be more comfortable in the expansion of accepting who we really are and notice what animal social conditionings come up. Are we afraid to say what we think? Are we, you know, as we were talking earlier, needing to step into our leadership role more? How does moving out of our social animal conditioning show up in this month? And how can we move into something that's more harmonious for everybody, more Aquarian, more connected, less isolating? So what to move into that requires, again, more trust in ourselves and more trust in the infinite, more trust in our souls, that we are infinite souls, and that we do have that wisdom. And from that wisdom and that place of connection with our infinite selves, it gives us the space and the courage to step forth, bringing forth whatever needs to happen, and knowing that we are able to uplift any situation, that we're able to bring light to any situation. We're not here just to be, robotic animals. We're here to share the light with other people, the light of the infinite. And that releases us from the bondage of having to do things a certain way or not feeling that we shouldn't share our own individual experiences or we shouldn't ask for what we need, all those kinds of things. So that's what this month is really about. And we're really working a lot, again, with the feminine principle, with Venus squaring Chiron. So it's really healing. Chiron's the wounded healer. Venus is the divine feminine. So how do we bring that heart forth? How do we bring that nurturing forth? How do we heal the dark part of the wounded feminine on the planet in ourselves that's been ignored, that's been trampled down for so long? So what's the positive healing? We come out of the 2 to the 3. The 11 month, 1 plus 1 becomes the 2, the negative mind into the positive mind. How do we turn the negative conditionings or the repressed social divine feminine into a positive, into expansion? So this is the time to turn everything around. This is the month to turn things around so that we can move into that 8 year, the pranic year, with openness, with an open heart, with joy, with being the light for others, with being, with having the courage to be the leaders that we are here to be. So beautiful, beautiful. So just breathe into that. Just breathe into that. Good, 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 good. Okay. Okay, so we're just going to go ahead and practice the Mole Mantra, which includes everything. And we'll just invoke all the qualities of the infinite in this 7 going into 8 year. And we'll own those qualities really deep as our infinite identity rather than our socially conditioned identity.
Thank you. Thank you.
The blessing of the infinite, the blessing of Yogi Bhajan and the band of angels, and exhale, let it go, let it go. And I'm just here, Yogi Bhajan, waving goodbye and saying, may you be blessed by the infinite with every breath. Satnam, thank you, sir. Beautiful. Okay, back to our group again. Would anybody like to share? Are you guys still there? That's beautiful. I'm just feeling the blessing come through right now, too. So, like the blessing of the infinite. That wave that we were talking about earlier. Beautiful. It got quiet. Did I get disconnected?
No. Not none.
Oh, good. I'm so happy.
Yay.
Yay. Reception is better. Yay. We'll take that as having many meetings. We get better reception now.
Yeah, and we didn't get disconnected.
Isn't it great? So has anybody else been feeling that with this 7 year that its patterns are coming up to be looked at? In ourselves or in the world around us, it seems to me that seemed true to me when I was, you know, thinking about it, what I was going to talk about today, what we were going to, you know, review. So that seemed true to me.
It's definitely
Yeah. Seems like social patterns, you know, it just seem really more identifiable or something. Social conditioning patterns, I mean.
Absolutely. But that always makes me, when I start to look and see something external, I say, okay, this is a mirror, and I go inside, and then I start, you know, I do the more of my own internal work and bringing light on my inside.
Beautiful.
Because we're just going to reflect that. So if we see it outside of us, I think that we have way more control over the inside, and then that just becomes what people see, and then you can share the light that's on the inside and then inspire others, just like Yogi Bhajan said, be the forklift, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's beautiful. That's strength.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you all are there. One of these days I'll see you in physical form.
That's my intention for 2015, that we get together sometime during 2015.
did we look into Skype? Is that something that is possible for us?
I can do Skype.
I'm wondering if the Skype has the same type of group thing that we can just easily tap into.
Right. We could see each other. There's a Skype group now.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, to download Skype is free. There's no charge.
It is a group thing, but I think that whoever the facilitator is, there is a charge for them because everyone ultimately dials into them.
Right.
But I am willing to pay for it. That's fine. Skype is never expensive.
I think I'll probably do that. It's not that expensive. So.
Okay, well, why don't you look into downloading the group thing, group Skype, Arete, and I could get on we could just dial into the call while we coordinate getting on Skype. Does everybody on the call have Skype?
I probably will not be able to do Skype at work. What I could probably do is maybe bring it up and then just listen, but not be able to really see you guys.
Right.
Okay. Do you want to try that?
That sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good.
That would be fun. Okay, let's try that next week. I'll get on the phone and Skype, and I'll coordinate. Arete, you and I can try it out maybe before next week if you want.
I didn't look into that, but that's pretty. Is it something simple? Because I already have Skype.
I looked at it in terms of what the cost was, or if there was a cost. And I saw that you had to basically have a facilitator, one person who, basically you're setting up a Skype conference call.
Okay,
let me try and do a little bit more looking. I will email
Okay,
you.
And get back to me.
I sure will.
I already have Skype, and I already have the phone. I mean, I also pay them what I call. I have Skype calling internationally, like I call my sister in Israel. And
if you already have that set up, then all you have to
I have international phone calls and